Today I'd like to talk to you about David Robinson, a former player for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA. Prior service, he spent as an officer in the United States Navy. He earned the nickname the Admiral, a 10-time NBA All-Star, 1995 NBA MVP, two-time NBA champion, two-time Olympic gold medal winner, a two-time Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame inductee, one for his individual career and one as a member of the 1992 U.S. Men's Olympic basketball team, and a two-time U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame inductee. And so when you're thinking about one of the greatest centers in both college and NBA history, he's the only player from the Naval Academy to play in the NBA. 7'1", born August 6, 1965. I'm just impressed with this man. I've heard personal anecdotes concerning him. Had a friend who had invited him to come speak at an event, and funds were low, and this guy wanted somebody of a good reputation, good character, somebody that the world would look at and say, "Wow, I'd like to listen to him." And so he calls and he gets it, and David Robinson is willing to go there and even stay at this friend's house that he didn't have a bed big enough for the 7'1" man to stay in. And so he didn't complain. He just laid diagonally on the bed and said, "We can do this." So it's not about the money. It was about an opportunity to share his testimony in Jesus, about Jesus Christ. But an article hit me years ago. This is about 20 years ago. In Sports Illustrated, it was called Saint David, and it was from April 29th, 1996. It says this: "The trials of David, San Antonio Spurs center and born-again Christian, David Robinson. He's trying to lead his team to an NBA title and remain pure in a world beset by the seven deadly sins." The article starts out by saying this: "The Silver Dancers come into the court during a timeout, and David Robinson does not watch. He sits at the end of the San Antonio Spurs bench with his perfect posture, drinking a cup of water, looking down at Coach Bob Hill diagramming a play. The Silver Dancers are the Spurs versions of the Laker girls, choreographed for the maximum number of jiggles and pelvic thrusts. Their uniform tonight is hot pants and tight silver shirts. The predominant lyric in the heavy beat music is, 'Do that thing, do that thing, do that thing.' Do that thing? No, David Robinson does not watch. No. Assorted other Spurs, especially at the outer reaches of the huddle, can be seen sneaking peeks, and second looks. But last season's most valuable player somehow removes himself from this part of the show. He says he never looks at the Silver Dancers. Not on purpose. He will not allow his mind to wander down the mildly carnal paths that are offered to the Alamo Dome crowd of 23,883. Why open himself to the possibility of impure thoughts? Why look at this possible form of the devil, these jiggling and wiggling bodies, these pretty young faces with mascara and eyeliner and lipstick? Why, if he's a Christian? Say you go to a strip club," Robinson says later. "Guys do that. They say there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing happens. Well, maybe not. But if I'm sitting in a strip club, I'm putting myself in a bad situation. Something could happen. It's a bad door to open up. That's why I don't do it." And so this article goes on and explains how he's going to battle sin after sin after sin. It says this: "The opponent every day and night on the schedule is sin. David Robinson versus sin. David Robinson versus all the seven deadly sins: pride, lust, greed, gluttony, sloth, anger, and envy. Every day, every night, it's a never-ending season." And then the columnist goes on to write about each one of those and how David Robinson battles them. It reminds me of a thing in the passage in Proverbs chapter 7, beginning at verse 6, it says, "For at the window of my house I have looked out through my lattice, and I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, at the time of night and darkness. And behold, the woman meets him, dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart. She is loud and wayward. Her feet do not stay at home. Now in the street, now in the market, and at every corner she lies in wait. She seizes him and kisses him, and with bold face she says to him, 'I had to offer sacrifices, and today I have paid my vows, so now I have come out to meet you, to seek you eagerly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, colored linens from Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us make our fill of love till morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took a bag of money with him. At full moon he will come home.' With such seductive speech she persuades him. With her smooth talk she compels him. All at once he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a stag is caught fast, till an arrow pierces its liver. As a bird rushes into a snare, he does not know that it will cost him his life. And now, O sons, listen to this and be attentive to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many a victim has she laid low, and all her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." And so when I think about that, I think about the fact that David Robinson determined early on what he wasn't going to do. And he could not do that with the power of Christ in him. Everything for a man cries out to look at such things, to look at a woman in that way. And so maybe you're listening to this today and this is the struggle like it is with every man. I would encourage you to think over the long haul. It's interesting that I listened to David Robinson's Hall of Fame speech. And actually, I believe that he was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame the same time as Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is amazing. Just literally amazing. But if you listen to Jordan's speech, there's bitterness. Even with all he had, there is still this idea of people just didn't get it. How great I was. And then I watched and listened to David Robinson, and the humility and the willingness to talk about his wife, talk about his kids, talk about the priorities that worked. And you know why it worked? It worked because he kept the end in sight. That took away what some would say was fun. But the problem with that fun only lasts for a little while. It's only for a season. But to be able to look his wife in the eye as he's giving that speech, to be able to wink at her, for her to know that she is it in his life. She was the one that he's dedicated to, that he's covenanted with. That's a beautiful thing. And so some of this is just resolve. Resolve in your heart that you want to make the end sweet, the end beautiful. And so I'd encourage you to think like that. That's Hall of Fame. That's fantastic.